Hello everyone and welcome to a very special episode of Psikiyatri ve Duvarınardı, which translates in English, Psychiatry and Beyond the Wall. I am your host, Dr. Cengiz Arca, a psychiatrist based in Istanbul. Today is an exciting milestone for my podcast because this is our very first podcast episode recording entirely in English. I have a fantastic guest joining me all the way from the United States. Please welcome Rasik.
Hello, Rasik.
Hello.
Now you're in my podcast.
Okay.
Say hello.
Hello.
Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Rasik Janke, second year psychiatry resident at Texas Tech. I'm doing general psychiatry, so mix of, you know, inpatient, outpatient, consult, and here at the EPA 2026 in Prague.
How was your conference experience?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was nice to meet so many different people, a lot of different nationalities and so many different projects going on, posters, a lot of good information to hear about new medicines coming out in the field and seeing there are so many different opportunities and different approaches to treatment, you know, depending on the country.
Yeah.
But also there's so many similarities, which is kind of nice about medicine. You have, you know, the same kind of practice, no matter where you're from, you have that instant commonality.
I've been some conference, they compare between Europe and US mm-hmm. approach.
Right.
Maybe you know that there is a historical article early 70s for schizophrenia and bipolar disorders ratio.
Right.
In UK and in Europe, mm-hmm. they diagnose more bipolar disorder, I think.
Yeah. So I know for sure in the US.
But the US is more than, I mean, US more schizophrenia.
They have, it really depends on the patient population. I think, you know, one thing we see in the US is the prison population.
Yeah.
So patients who are incarcerated or in jail, there's a lot of substance-induced psychosis where, you know, the patients are taking, before coming into jail, they're on many different substances.
So that's the possible explanation, you think.
Right. And I think, you know, dealing with that population is always a little bit challenging. It's sometimes hard to get collateral information from the patient's friends or family. Mm-hmm. So typically you see schizophrenia diagnosis really common in prison population. I also think, you know, there's definitely a link with that. And for patients who are, they don't have anywhere else to go, kind of
homeless guy.
Really homeless. Yeah. A lot of, you know, people who are struggling in other areas of life, they are oftentimes labeled with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, maybe a little prematurely.
So can we say for that schizophrenia diagnosis, more conservative diagnosis?
Yeah, I think...
For protecting the patients and support systems.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I think, you know, there should be something that it's a little bit less, you know, it's hard, you know, you don't want to label somebody prematurely that they have schizophrenia, because there is always stigma associated with that. And if they can find something where they have like a working diagnosis, you know, before really going into the treatment.
Even it's stigmatized, it's sometimes useful to diagnose, I think, in healthcare, especially for healthcare.
That's
systems.
True. So especially in the inpatient population, I know in the US, if you have the diagnosis of schizophrenia, you are privy to get a lot of access to different treatments, different like therapy programs. There's something called ACT Team, which is something that, you know, people in the community who are in mental health that are working in the inpatient unit, they go out and do like outreach for the patients with schizophrenia and kind of check in on them.
Yeah, because you're, I think your insurance system is not good.
Yeah, it's, you know, very challenging.
Especially for psychiatric population.
Exactly. So I think that's another big thing in the US, which is maybe more unique compared to Europe, which is way more centralized.
Do you think it's, have to say, the America culture is more egocentric, more self, how to say, priorities? They don't care who needs help, who needs healthy interventions. They just care their I mean, how
right.
to say.
More individualistic, right?
Yeah.
More individualistic, yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely can be a bit more individualistic. You have a little bit of, I think, I don't want to say like mistrust, but yeah. there's always a little bit sense that yeah. because America is so diverse, you yeah. don't always connect with every group of people. Mm-hmm. So especially now, you know, in a more political climate, mm-hmm. which is very polarizing, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, discourse. There's a lot of different groups in the U.S. and not all of them get along well.
Is there exists something like activist movements?
Yeah, there are. There are
psychiatric patients.
Yeah, there are a lot of different activist programs in America. Uh-huh. I'm not really familiar with all of them, but I know there is definitely a general push to promote psychiatry, mm-hmm. especially after COVID. There's been a really big rise mm-hmm. in people going into psychiatry, mm-hmm. having interest, you know, starting in medical school or even before. There's also a lot of expansion in like telepsychiatry and support for people to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I know in universities, they've actually expanded, you know, students that they're giving them free access if they're a full-time student at like most major universities, public or private, mm-hmm. to go to like any kind of therapist,
okay.
Unlimited times. And I think that's really been helpful.
May I ask some question? Maybe it's a little bit personal.
Uh-huh.
What was your purpose becoming psychiatrist? Why you want to be a psychiatrist?
Yeah, so I really liked psychiatry, you know, going into medical school, mm-hmm. I found something that you can really connect with people and something that's maybe a little bit unique in psychiatry, maybe more so in America, is you have this luxury of time with the patient because the way that the American health system is set up, it's, you know, you only get billed for 15 minutes. So you can only see the patient within 15 minutes if you're doing primary care.
It's same in Turkey.
Yeah.
We are familiar with these stages.
Yeah. And so psychiatry is one of the only ones where you have more time.
Yeah, more time. Yeah.
With the patient.
I got the point.
So I really liked that. I liked the ability that you're connecting with another human. And, you know, maybe there's less chance of being like AI proof.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it's something that I just scored the best on mm-hmm. when I was studying. So it kind of came to me a little bit easier compared to like surgery or like OBGYN or something like that.
Especially life and work balance is important.
Exactly. And you definitely have that flexibility with psychiatry. You know, I'm a big advocate for like telepsychiatry. Mm-hmm. I really like having that. I think it makes the career really interesting.
Telepsychiatry.
Yeah.
I think so. Your interest also AI and AI.
Yes.
Some of AI.
Yeah.
Innovations.
I think there is, you know, there's this big mental health medical record system uh-huh. called Epic.
Epic.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest companies in America, which does all of the medical records electronically, mm-hmm. and they have actually integrated, you know, AI within that mm-hmm. System to help you write notes. Mm-hmm. So it actually helps the clinician, you know, do have more time with the patient and less time like writing the note. Mm-hmm. So it can capture a lot of details, which
it makes it easier for
go back and edit. Exactly, exactly.
The paper stuff it's boring, really it's boring. And
right.
Especially for psychiatry.
And I think that bogs, you know, it kind of clogs up your workflow. Uh-huh. It makes people kind of burnt out doing all of the administrative tasks. So having the ability to have that freed up is always a benefit for the provider.
Yesterday I was the presentation from Georgia. They made a study about Georgian psychiatrists and burnouts.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed some ratio about and there were some reasons,
mm-hmm.
and I think it maybe third or fourth reason is bureaucratic barriers. I mean, and I asked what does it mean for bureaucratic barriers. She uh-huh. told me that some paper stuff, it's not necessarily even, but we have to fill these papers.
Okay,
it's something like in
So like all of this administrative work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not necessarily leading to like a better outcome, but it's more like a checklist.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
you need to just check off this thing that you did it. You know, I think that's something, you know, especially in an outpatient setting, it's nice maybe to have some of those basic records, but yeah, you don't necessarily, you always want to try to tailor the experience for the patient, right?
Yeah.
Focus on things that are more relevant for them compared to bogging them down with the same questions.
Okay, so let's talk about Prague. How was the Prague atmosphere?
Prague is like one of the most beautiful cities.
You've been before?
The last time I came was 10 years ago.
10 years
ago? In 2016.
Ago. Is there any change?
There's definitely a lot of change.
Really?
You know,
what is the most visible change for you?
I think, you know, mostly like different restaurants. You know, there's more tourists, I would say now.
Have you passed something traditional Czech food?
So my plan is to go today to local for dinner. And that seems to be like one of the top restaurants. But in the years past, I did try the bread dumplings, the...
I tried
beef goulash.
Goulash, yeah. Mm-hmm. Goulash is best. And then also, maybe I'm going to eat duck meat.
Okay.
I think it's a traditional food.
What was it? Duck meat?
Duck meat.
Duck, yes.
Yeah, duck.
Yeah.
I think it's Kolona restaurant. I don't know.
Kolona, yes.
Yeah, restaurant's name, full name, uh-huh. But maybe.
Yeah, I think rabbit is also popular here. Rabbit.
Rabbit, yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, me so and my colleagues, we ate rabbit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to try
Arthur,
that one
you
too.
Remember the rabbit's leg? It was nice, light and very light.
Yeah. I do like rabbit as well.
And he ate also. What was your food's name?
Mushroom and.
Mushroom and. I mean, you ate beef with the. I forgot the name. Cold beef.
Oh, beef tartare.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Oh.
Yesterday, and yesterday I was in Support Burger, and I ate burger. It was nice.
Okay, yeah.
But you came from US, and so...
Yeah, I didn't eat any burgers. I did eat a shawarma.
Shawarma, yeah.
And I had the doner kebab.
I heard...
Which I love.
I heard someone who... The taxi drivers, he told me the all kebabs, shawarmas, the Turkish guys.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Probably you've been in Turkish restaurant.
Yes, yeah. And I had the chimney cake.
Chimney cake?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's a truly authentic Czech thing, but I think Czech and Hungary, they kind of fight over this item, but it's a chimney cake. It's a sweet with like a little pudding inside. And sometimes they put ice cream and fruit.
General, what is your best food?
Just what do I prefer eating?
Yes, yes.
In general, I love Asian food in general.
Asian food?
Asian food and Mediterranean food.
Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Is there something traditional food names you know? Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. I love Adana kebab.
Doner kebab. It's kind of fast
food. Doner kebab. No, Adana kebab.
Adana kebab. Yeah. Yeah.
And I also like the tabbouleh.
No. Tabbouleh. I was in med school in Adana, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, ate in Adana kebab.
It's so good.
And every single day.
It's, yeah, very nice.
It was really, yeah.
Really, really good.
But you know Adana kebab, how can you know the names coming from Adana?
Yeah.
People know just kebab.
Yeah, no, I like Adana kebab specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I tried it a lot in Turkey.
He knows best.
Yeah. And then, like the tabbouleh, hummus, baba ganoush.
Yeah.
I love all of those things. Pita.
I think it's a good place for running or walking.
Right.
There's around walking some guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really lovely architecture and
cobblestone
streets. Uh-huh. The light is really nice at night.
Yeah.
Very safe, very clean place. In general, very easy to get around. Yeah. Nice public transport system here. That's also pretty unique. I think you find that mostly in Europe and, you know, old world.
They like
rather
tramways.
Than US.
You know tramway? I don't know.
Tramway?
English. It's the same Turkish.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with the tramways.
Trams,
It's similar in Istanbul.
Yes.
We have historical tramway.
The trams.
Ways. So,
yeah, those are really cool. Yeah, we did those.
In Texas, you
is
have
it
tramways?
Eminu?
Yeah, Eminönü.
Eminönü. Yeah, I went on that one.
Eminönü, yeah.
And the one by the Blue Mosque. And
yeah, Blue Mosque.
The Hagia Sophia.
Hagia Sophia, yeah.
Yeah, we did that. We went on the boat as well. Yeah. Oh, look at this view. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful landscape. The river is especially... Oh,
yeah.
You see they...
Oh, they're going
the
rowing. There's somebody rowing over there.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah, yeah.
That's crazy in this weather. But
yeah. In this weather, yeah. Oh.
It's I'm from Austin and we have a river as well.
You have a river?
Yeah, Colorado River. And they do a lot of like rowing and supping, which is stand-up paddle boarding. But it's only really in the summer.
You do paddle board?
I've done it before, yeah.
It's really hard. I never tried, but it's...
Yeah, it's a little bit tough at first.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you get the hang of it, it'll be all right. You have to run to stay warm. right?
Do you run in Austin?
I do a little bit sometimes. I play pickleball a lot, though.
Pickleball?
Yeah.
Yeah, pickleball.
I love pickleball.
In Turkey, paddle and pickleball.
Yes.
Is
so fun.
It's becoming more
very
famous.
Popular.
Yeah, yeah, more popular.
Yeah, I really like pickleball, tennis. I used to play.
You used to play tennis.
I used to play tennis, but now I play more pickleball.
Pickleball. I think pickleball is more.
It's easier.
Indoor.
Yeah. It's less.
Tennis is the
intense.
So
I would
much
say.
Challenging.
It is. It is.
And
yeah.
I had experience playing tennis 10 years ago, and I remember it's service and drop shots and backhand. All of it's these movements. You need to combine them.
Right.
Oh my God! I'm just doing sport and just enjoy.
Yeah.
Tennis is.
But I read some study that you know these racket sports like tennis, pickleball. What are some other ones? Racquetball.
Badminton, maybe.
Badminton.
Table
all of
tennis.
These are really good for your brain.
Brain. Oh.
Because it helps you with, first of all, like exercise, but then second of all, you're tracking with your eyes. So it really helps your coordination, they were saying. You know, hand-eye coordination is always being trained because you're always trying to visualize where the ball is, where you need to go. So I think that's always good.
It helps to... executive functions, maybe.
Planning. Yeah, planning, exactly.
Ordinating. And
how you want to hit the ball. How hard do you want to hit it?
Of course, yeah.
Where do you want to locate it? Yeah, it's pretty cold today, though.
Yeah.
I think there's no sun.
There's no sun.
Yesterday and the day before, there was sun, and that makes a big difference, I think. But the houses are so cool.
Historical.
I love the tiles and... very ornate. Ornate. Decorated.
Some more classics.
Yeah, classic. Neoclassic.
Neoclassic, is that?
Yeah.
You think?
I think so.
Do you interest art and architecture?
Architecture, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I need to learn more about it for sure.
Ah.
Yeah, but it's always nice to see. Very pretty.
Do you have any favorite architectures?
I really like Parisian architecture.
Ah.
Yeah.
Parisian.
Yeah, like the parquet flooring.
Aha.
And just like the French windows. Like those are always nice. Like the little balconies
French
in
balconies.
Paris. Yeah. Those are always very pretty.
Is that Art Nouveau, I think?
Art Nouveau,
yes. Art Nouveau.
Yeah. Like Art Deco, stuff like that, right?
It's really common in Turkey.
Yes,
in Istiklal. You've been in Istiklal?
Istiklal Street, yes.
Lots of Art Nouveau architecture.
Really, really nice. What are the things, those, yet something with the Y? Yala, not Yala. This, on the water, all those mansions. What is it called? All the mansions on the water, on the Bosphorus. What are they called? No, all of the houses.
Ah, Yala. We're calling Yala.
Yala, yeah.
You know the Yala.
Yes, those are so pretty. Amazing
to
see.
I'm going to teach some of Ottoman words. It's really rarely using.
Okay.
Do you know? It's a Lebidaria.
Lebidaria, okay.
What does it mean, you know?
Library? I don't know.
No. Lebidaria means lab is a lips.
Okay, lab.
Daria is a sea.
Oh.
If you call the Lebidaria for
Lebidaria.
Yellow, it's near the sea, near the Bosphorus.
Oh.
But if...
Okay, lips of the sea.
But if there is a border between the road and sea, it's not the Lebidaria.
Okay.
It's yellow also, but we call it road yellow.
Road is the yellow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, road yellow, roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
But
okay.
The lepidurya is the, just zero.
Zero. Okay. Wow. Huh.
That's
yellow.
Yellow. Yeah. I think it's yellow. Is just it exists. It's only Turkey.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
Bosphorus.
It's a unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bosphorus is amazing too. I really love seeing that.
I live in near the Bosphorus.
You know? Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a great, great area.
I always near the Bosphorus, running,
yeah.
And eating something,
oh,
studying.
Very beautiful. And the chai.
Yeah, chai.
I love the Turkish tea. Yeah.
Simit and chai.
Oh, I love simit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it Mehmet something in the morning?
Mehmet?
The eggs. The eggs with the eggs. It's in the breakfast.
Menemen?
Yeah.
Menemen.
Menemen.
Yeah.
Menemen. Yeah.
Menemen. It's really nice.
Like shakshuka, right?
Shakshuka. Yeah. 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 You know shakshuka?
Yeah.
It's a Balkan food, I think, shakshuka.
Yeah. It's not. I think your version is the menemen, right? The Turkish.
Maybe it's
something similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
Hopefully not.
Thank you for listening to very first my English episode of Psychiatry and Beyond the Wall. I want to thank Rasik for joining me today. We covered so much ground together. We talk about racket sports, the current landscape of American psychiatry, and our experiences in Prague, in conference. We even explored the concept of lepidurya, that beautiful Turkish word. I really liked it, Turkish world. Thank you for everyone. And until next time, take care.